Okay.
Hello?
Let's do a show.
We're here. How are you, Richard? How are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah?
I'm fine.
How's your trip to LA been?
It's been good. Exhausting. Nonstop.
Nonstop, yeah?
Nonstop. Just like that wonderful movie Unstoppable with Denzel Washington and Chris Pine.
Which is one of the best action movies.
Apparently, one of the best action movies in the last 15 years.
Now, who put that up again?
Vulture, I think. They had a stupid fucking list.
That was terrible.
I think it was actually, since Die Hard. It's the best action movie since Die Hard.
It was like one of the top five, wasn't it? Like,
no, Standard? It was like 19 or something.
But wasn't Unstoppable in the top five, or was it?
No, it was like number 20 or something.
Oh, okay. Still but way too high.
No, it was stupid. And I think, God, I can't remember what number one was. Oh, I think Avatar was in the top 10.
Yeah.
And then, oh,
was it Dark Knight? Was that number one?
Yes, it was. Dark Knight was number
Gosh.
One. Which makes no sense.
I like the movie, but I wouldn't call it the best action movie.
It's not like Die Hard. Die Hard's a completely different subgenre of action movie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Die Hard is basically guy, wrong place, wrong time. Guy in the wrong place, wrong time. That's what it is.
Right. Right.
But it's like, you know, he's a cop, so you have to show that he's a cop, so he has the skills to fight something like this.
It's a non-stop action movie, though.
Exactly. Mr. McClane, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Takaki will not be joining us for the rest of his life. His name was Hans Peter Gruber.
Do you want to reenact the whole movie?
We should. Okay. We have nothing else to do.
All right. From the top. From the top.
It's okay, I'm a cop. You don't like flying? Here's the trick. You take off your socks and you squeeze your toes together on the ground, on the carpet. Oh, does it every time for me. And then he sees the gun as Bruce Willis.
Tom Hanks.
He's getting his typewriter out of his overhead compartment. He's got the gun. He goes, relax, I'm a cop. And then he goes and meets Argyle. Which I always confuse, because that's the thing with, you know, famous lines. They're usually paraphrased.
Right.
And my family, we always paraphrase, and this has become one of our vernaculars. It's become part of our vernacular. Just drive the car, our guy. But in the movie, he says, just drive the car, man. Because he's talking about, you know, his woman.
Right. Yeah.
He's trying to help the situation, and then right. He's got the big teddy bear in the back seat.
Yeah.
But did he have the teddy bear on the airplane?
Yeah.
He does. Because
he's carrying it past him, past that girl who gives him that fuck you in the ass look.
And he's like, yeah, that's right. I'm so hot. Look at my hair. I have hair. I got a lot of hair.
I think she's in a few McTiernan movies or...
Well, McTiernan's gay, so I don't think he banged her.
Well, I know the bear pops up a lot.
Where? What other McTiernan
I think
movies?
The bear pops up in other stuff.
Do you think that's just John McTiernan's staple? That's like his go-to?
I think so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
How do I know this is a John McTiernan movie? Well, I'm going to put my giant bear in it. There's no giant bear in Predator. Aha!
Did you look for it?
I did not. John McTiernan looks like the guy that coaches the San Diego Chargers.
Oh, yeah, the same bear is seen at the end of the hunt for Red October.
Did he? Oh, he did that one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, well, it's in The Hunt for October. It's in Die Hard, Hunt for October. There's not anything else that I can tell you.
It's one more movie that's good enough for me to make that count.
No way.
You need more?
Yes. Look up more. And in the meantime, I'll be talking about Die Hard 1.
Well, that might be the only one. I don't know.
You got any Christmas music? Man, this is Christmas music. It was December 24th. And they play the rap. And then
right, and that's a good part.
They're going up into the Nakatomi Tower. And then Holly's typing in his wife's name. And she used her maiden name. So he's typing in Holly Gennaro. And he goes, Jesus. He's all messed up and angry because she's not using McClane.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Richard. That's the only one.
Oh, well,
only
then,
one.
Boo on you for even bringing it up.
Well, I'm going to use that bear in my...
It was December 24th. I want to hear that song. Look that up. I think it's...
Frank. The guy...
No, it's Run DMC.
Yeah, Tricky. Those
Run
guys,
DMC.
Yeah.
Man, this is Christmas music.
It's exactly how it goes.
And then he's in the trapped in Nakatomi for a while. Our guy. He's Just drive the car, man.
I'm wrong. Okay, so she was in... If it's the same one, because it's Stewardess in Die Hard. She was in Scrooged and Freddy's Final Nightmare. As a stewardess again.
Wow, and that's the last thing she ever did. That's really horribly sad. Did she die? Or did she marry a producer?
Well, let's look her up. Let's see.
She probably married a producer. That's what I'm going to say. Because for young actresses starting out, usually how they end their career is marry a producer.
Is that how they end their career?
Yes.
Let's see. That's definitely her.
Die Hard. Able Man.
I don't even know what that is.
That's weird. Is there like an actual page devoted to her? This looks like an old ass web page. This is like the first web page for Die Hard.
It's a GeoCities site.
Robert Davi is Big Johnson. That's what it says. Big Johnson.
Well, that's his name in the movie. So I don't know. You tell me.
Come on.
What?
Maybe the 80s yuppie corporate guy.
Oh, man.
Hey, Hans. Booby. You got a problem? He's fucking up your plans? Come on. If they use a gun, I use a fountain pen. That's what I do. You're taking care of camel jockey? You mad at the camel jockeys? Am I right, Hans? Huh? I can give them to you. How many? Oh, she got nobody following her on Twitter.
That's not her, though. It's fine.
That's really sad.
That's fine. It's not her. It's fine.
But I know, Die Hard, quintessential action movie.
Yeah, it's nothing compared to the Dark Knight movie.
No, I don't understand where they got their list from. It makes no sense. They also had...
No.
Well, their reasoning was they couldn't have a sequel. That was one of the reasons.
Right, like they
had one movie from one franchise. The Matrix was, like, I think, number 10. Run, Lola, Run was number 5. Something like that. It was stupid.
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
She really aged horribly, if that's her.
Oh, gosh. You're so bad.
See, she married a producer.
You could be right. Yeah, let's see. Still a whole website. I'm looking all of this up. I'm trying to see what's going on.
I'm amazed that there is a website for this woman.
Well, there might be. Let's not get too excited here.
These are like all homemade websites devoted to this woman. Which is like really scary and sad that there are websites devoted to an actress that showed up in an action movie for a second. And all she did was give John McClane the fuck me in the ass stare.
Okay, well, she did date John McEnroe.
McEnroe?
That's what it says.
Oh, they got married.
And his girlfriend recently split up, a New York model, and yeah, blah, 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 blah.
This was like 1985.
This is a long time ago, yeah.
Jesus, I told you.
They dated in 82, split up in 84.
Wasn't John McEnroe with, what's her name? The girl from Paper Moon, who won the Oscar. Tatum O'Neal.
All right, let's see.
I think John McEnroe and Tatum O'Neal were, like, an item for a long time, and then she got all heroin-y.
I think you might be right, yeah. John McEnroe, yeah, divorced,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. They were married for a while. Like that.
Yeah.
He just couldn't take her heroin use.
86 to 94.
Wow, that's...
Too long.
For Hollywood standards.
I love it.
It was in! The ball was in! McEnroe. Now he's doing, like, pizza commercials.
If he's lucky. Yeah.
If he's lucky. But back to, I guess, Die Hard. Are we talking about Die Hard?
Still?
I don't know.
We're talking about the hot, hot Stella Hall and her incredible career.
Yes, she was great in Friday the 3rd, or Final Nightmare, Freddy's Dead, Final Nightmare.
Well, I loved her as a stewardess.
In 1991, which was her most recent credit.
She's fantastic.
So you mean to tell me a model couldn't act her way out of Freddy's Dead, the Final Nightmare?
That's what I'm telling you, Richard.
I believe it. She probably married a makeup artist on that movie.
Eh, it could have happened, yeah. All right, what else should we discuss? Well, we just saw the Equalizer trailer.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. It's very Man on Fire, but that's what I like about Denzel.
That's totally fine with me.
I like his revenge movies.
I'm all about it. If he just kills more people.
So does that mean that Clara Grace Moretz dies, or does he protect her the whole movie?
I don't know. We'll see. I'm not sure.
Because I didn't see her past the beginning of the trailer. She kind of just shows up in her pretty little black wig and red lipstick, and then she disappears. Ooh,
but she's in the hospital in one scene.
Is that what happens? Yeah. Or maybe they beat her up, and she almost dies, or she dies.
But Denzel lives in this movie, so...
Guaranteed. Well, because they want to do a sequel.
Yeah, it's a franchise.
Yeah, it's a franchise. Yeah.
So he lives, for sure.
So The Equalizer is based on a TV show.
Right. About a white guy.
About a white guy, but they changed it up because Antoine Fuqua is directing, and he likes Denzel.
Yeah. I'm surprised they work together again.
What was the other movie that they worked together with? Oh, Training Day.
Yeah.
Was it Training Day?
Yeah.
We won the Oscar with him.
Yeah, it's been so long.
Wow, yeah, right.
Maybe we could cash in sooner.
Well, Antoine Fuqua was too busy doing The Great Olympus Has Fallen.
All right, and didn't he work with him on King Arthur? Gerard Butler?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, boy.
Yeah.
That's funny. I didn't even think about that.
Wait, King Arthur. Was it King Arthur?
Wasn't he in that?
I don't think Gerard Butler was in King Arthur.
Okay, sorry. I'm going to take a look now.
It was the guy from Fantastic Four. And then Clive Owen. And then Ray Winstone was in it, too, I think.
Oh, maybe that's something of Clive Owen. Maybe that's him.
Yeah. Clive Owen, Keira Knightley.
Yeah, Mads Mikkelsen, Hugh Dancy, Ray Winstone.
Oh, yeah, who was Mads Mikkelsen in that one?
Tristram?
He was one of the guys that he was killed, probably.
Probably, yeah. Okay, yeah, I was thinking of Clive Owen. That's who I was. My head was at.
Well, this was like, I remember when King Arthur came out, it was such a failure in the United States, but it was kind of the first time an international number saved a movie.
Yeah.
Which is what ultimately leads us to the days today.
Yeah. Oh, and it's got, I know, Steve Delane was in it, too.
Steve Delane.
He's that guy in Game of Thrones.
Peter Baelish?
No, the other one. One of the guy from Dragonstone. I can't think of his name.
Oh, Stannis.
Yeah, Stannis.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Well, I can't remember him in that movie.
He was Merlin, though, so take that into account.
Oh, he was Merlin.
Yeah, he's Merlin.
Oh, okay.
Merlin.
Okay.
Murdog.
Shit, I don't... Oh, so he was Merlin?
Yeah.
And Merlin in that movie was like a...
He wasn't really a wizard. He was like a
wizard. He was Keira Knightley's dad, wasn't he?
He was just some guy who kind of... He somewhat wasn't a pixie, magical, was he? But he was like...
Or he was a Celt?
He was more like a war guy. Like, he knew about...
He was like a shaman.
Yeah, that's something like that, yeah.
Did he wear blue paint, though? Was he?
I think so, yeah.
I can't remember.
It's been a long...
I just remember it was on Stars like every day for like 5 years in a row.
It's a lot of garbage. A lot of garbage.
It's not very good. And that was back when Keira Knightley was like all the rage.
For a hot second, yeah.
Well, she still works quite a bit. She just She does those corset movies.
Corset?
Corset movies.
Corset, okay. All right.
It's a little better. It's always 1810 when she makes a movie.
Eat a banana. Shit.
Eat a cheeseburger, bitch.
Something.
Oh, God, no boobies. She doesn't.
Oh, yeah, because she did, like, Pirates, and then 1 year later, yeah, she's in this one, yeah.
Yeah.
Then she did Domino, Pride and Prejudice. Yeah, she's hot right then.
Oh, no, yeah. But Domino was a huge bomb.
No, then she did two more pirate movies, and that was it. Well, at Atonement, I guess people...
No, Atonement, she was nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah.
So she were. She works out. Anna Karenina.
Well, I see BAFTA, I see Golden Globe. I don't see Oscar, though.
Nomination?
For Atonement, yeah.
Nomination,
yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Still BAFTA, Golden Globe, that's not too bad.
And then she was in Dangerous Method.
Where her jaw just stuck out for like half the movie.
Oh, God, her fucking overbite is just... If it was IMAX, that's all you'd see. It was her overbite.
It was a little too much.
Fassbender put the fucking pain on her.
It wasn't as much of a movie there, just her... Overbiting for 2 hours.
And just orgasming.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy.
And just getting like...
Not a great effect.
It wasn't very good.
No, I was disappointed.
It was just boring. It was just a bland, boring movie.
It was boring. It's probably his biggest fault.
Well, it's David Cronenberg, so...
Well, I liked History of Violence. I liked Eastern Promises.
No, I know.
So I thought the third one between them would be another big hit for
me. Cosmopolis.
I didn't see that one.
That was boring, too.
But was Viggo in that one, or...?
No Viggo.
Okay. So that's what I was.
No, yeah.
The Viggo trilogy.
I wish.
Yeah. But
it didn't happen.
No, and then, it just goes downhill. Anna Karenina, nobody saw that one. And Jack Ryan, fewer people saw that one.
Oh, yeah, that was... Yeah.
That was a huge bomb.
That was. Chris Pine trying desperately to have another franchise, but it didn't quite work out.
Well, the problem is you can't play the same character in both movies.
Captain Kirk?
Yeah, it's like you gotta find something else.
He can be the Jason Bourne. He can be the new Bourne.
Sure.
Why not?
Well, supposedly Justin Lin is directing the next one.
Really?
He has like 10 projects, though, so who knows what he'll do.
I don't know. I'll wait to see what happens there.
Yeah, because if they do it again, it'd be Jeremy Renner again.
Well, that's going to be, yeah. Yeah. I thought he was signed on for at least 3.
He's on for a few, which I don't like him playing Milktoast. It's not his movie to be the general boring hero.
No.
When he plays crazy, crazy is what he does best.
He's got to be the bad guy because he's a squirmy. Yeah. He's a squirmy bad guy character actor.
And he's like the new Jim Cagney. He's a
hero. Yeah. He's horrible. Like, it doesn't work. Hurt Locker, well, because we had the Hurt Locker, so that's why he's like, oh, I'm the action hero now. And yeah, I'm Hawkeye, but I don't do anything.
Well, he was disappointed in that.
Yeah. He wants his own movie, but I don't think it's going to happen.
No, I think the most you could hope for would be a Hawkeye, Scarlett Johansson, Black Widow team-up thing.
Sure. That may happen. It depends. You know what? I'll say this. If Lucy's a huge hit, you will have a Black Widow action movie.
That's what I'm thinking, too. But, if it does well.
Yeah, if it does
well. It won't, though.
Oh, I think it'll do all right.
Well, it's going against Hercules.
Like I said, Hercules is a fucking bomb. No one's going to see Hercules.
It'll hurt it, though.
It will. It won't do a damn thing. You got Hercules, and you got Titty. What are you going to see? Titty every time.
Hey, Hercules has got Titty. It's called Dwayne Titty. Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson Titty. Not the same as Scar Joe Titty.
Twink Johnson.
Twink Johnson is Hercules! Flaming Fawn. That's all you need to know about Hercules. That's how you know it's a shitty movie.
Bryan Singer's favorite movie.
I love Hercules.
Twink Johnson in the gay remake.
No, he is not a twink at all. He is a man. He's all man.
Well, I'm saying in the gay remake. It'd be
gay porn. Neil Patrick Harris. Porn.
Twink or Johnson.
Or Jim Parsons from Big Bang.
Even better.
I'm Hercules. Bazinga! Fucking don't ever watch that show, but I see that shirt everywhere.
My mom loves it.
Oh.
She can't get enough. Hey, Ian, what did you call a fan?
No. God, no. Not a good show.
No. Unrealistic nonsense. Pure drivel.
Mostly drivel. Same old jokes, like, oh, you know, oh, who... The cake's gone. Who ate the cake? And he's got it all over his face. And he goes, I don't know. That's why you're number one. It's funny. That's why you guys are number one.
What is that from?
This is the end.
Oh, with right. Kevin you're talking. Yeah, it's funny.
It's a funny part. I like Jason Segel, but Jason Segel looks gross in his new movie. That sex tape movie. Because he's lost weight. And he's trying to be like an attractive leading man, but... He's got the face of an ugly man, so it don't matter how cut or skinny you get, and even if you have a huge dick, you still look like Jason Segel. He's just not pretty. He's got that odd look to him.
Well, they deserve that, skinny, too, in that movie. Because, I mean, if you're going to give an iPad to your mailman, you deserve that.
Well, no, the cloud. It's like you can tap into the cloud on any device.
Why is the postal guy on their cloud?
I don't know. Because
they gave gifts to the iPad to people.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. For like Christmas or whatever. They gave everyone iPads.
Shit, they must be making lots of money then.
That's why they deserve this crap. Yeah. They deserve it to happen to them.
White guilt, motherfucker.
If they went the full
White
Lincoln.
White guilt.
Full Lincoln, and they deserve that.
12 years of slave, 12 years of cloud recipient.
Yeah. But I won't be seeing sex tape. There's not much out this summer.
Oh, this summer sucks. It's horrible. Yeah. This is the worst summer I've ever seen.
I was looking at what's coming out. And
there's nothing.
There are weeks that go by without me wanting to see a movie.
Well, that's why they pushed Lucy to July 25th, because originally it's coming out in August.
Right.
So now it's away from Guardians of the Galaxy, which could be number one for 2 weeks in a row, because nothing else is coming out.
Quite possibly.
Possibly.
Yeah. There's nothing going on.
And I don't think that anybody has any worry about Hercules doing well, and I doubt anybody thinks Ascending Jupiter is going to be a hit.
No, I've heard nothing but bad things about that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what about A Million Ways to Die in the West reviews?
Yeah, it was funny. Someone on Twitter saw a preview of it. Of course, it's embargoed, so no reviews. But his one comment was, they're giving away gift bags at this preview. Which already tells you the quality of the movie. Which I'm sure is quite true.
Yeah.
I think when you're trying to promote a Back to the Future cameo...
Yes.
You're really desperate for people
to go. And
that's
probably a reshoot. That's probably like a last-minute reshoot, because I've never seen the trailer. I didn't hear about it before.
No.
Until recently. So I think it had to have been like this last-minute reshoot.
And I think people are probably wondering if it's going to be like Ted, where that guy from what was that? Flash Gordon? Was it like half the movie?
That actor? You mean Sam Jones?
Yeah.
Well, he's not in it often. He's in it for
a bit. He's got a few scenes.
And then Tom Skerritt's in it. Tom Skerritt looks so fucking old.
He looks terrible.
He looks real bad.
He is the alien.
He looks like the alien got him and fucked his face. He HR Giger'd all over him. Gosh. I'm dead, you know. I am long dead. I just died. I'm crazy, HR Giger. What is going on here? I draw alien penis and vaginas because it's interesting to me. I made the penis train in the Species movie. Alien penis trainer goes into alien vagina. I am HR Giga. I take chicken bones and make art with them because that's what I do.
You can't see him, but Richard is doing a physical impression as well, which helps to sell this.
Yep. I am HR Giga. he was supposed to do the designs of, I think, Dune with
Jeter. Yeah, there were some of that, yeah.
And they had that big documentary, which I want to see, the Jodorowsky's Dune. Yeah. And he's just like, it would have been the greatest thing ever created, but they did not let us do it for the money. They would not let him have his Dune.
What do you think of Dune? Are you a fan?
It's kind of boring.
The movie or the book? Or?
Well, I never read the book, but I have a rule. If the book has a glossary of fictional words, fucking stay away. That's my rule.
That's probably a good rule.
There's a lot of books that have glossaries and that. Those are books I do not read.
Yeah, that's when I lost interest, because I'll admit, I did read the Star Wars Extended Universe.
Sure.
But when they had a list of all the names of all the pilots in the Rogue Squadron.
Oh, right.
And I was like, you know what? Not interested. This is too much for me. I don't want to keep referring back to these characters in the beginning of the book.
No.
I passed.
I wonder if they're going to be in the movie.
Well, Wedge is not, for sure.
Well, didn't they?
It was boring to him, so he wanted to.
Did they say it was a cameo or that he was going to get his own? Oh, the rumor is one of the spinoff movies is about Rogue Squadron.
I was hearing something about that. Is that true or?
No, it's rumor about rumor.
Rumor is
probably. Which is probably, it's probably more accurate that would happen than a Han Solo standalone or a Yoda standalone.
I think I prefer that, because maybe you'd have some original characters that I would want to follow.
But they would probably tie into the overall story, because they want everything to be connected, because why fucking not?
But then I would hope to see Wedge Antilles in a bigger role.
Yeah,
but maybe he would if he got a bigger part.
Well, just get another actor.
Because, well, I'm thinking that he didn't do this movie because it's probably a cameo.
No, it's definitely a cameo. It's basically him sitting in a cockpit going like, that got him. See you guys later. And he just leaves.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
And all the losers would go, oh, Swed! Oh! No fan service, JJ.
My lightsaber dick! Oh!
Do not provide fan service, JJ. Just tell an original story. I don't give a fuck. I don't need a call back to R2-D2's twat.
Even Carrie Fisher wants to bring back the buns.
She's going to put them on her vagina.
If only.
Keep that massive muff down. I molded them into balls. Cinnamon roll balls.
It's the only place they belong.
Yes, right down buns. There. Looks like she's grabbing Chewbacca by the knees.
Gosh. So much to think about there. So much going on.
Baby.
Yeah. If only.
If only I could see that triple X rated movie with Carrie Fisher starring in it.
Was there such a thing?
Nope.
Oh, don't tease me, Richard. Don't tease me.
No, in Hairspray, she goes up to Warren Beatty, and she goes, you want to fuck? And this is when Carrie Fisher was, like, hot. And she had, like, really big boobs.
She did, back in the day.
She's got big old boobies.
She really did, though.
So, like, they had to, like, tie her down in that Princess Leia outfit, because, you know, but when she runs down the corridor, you go, boom, 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 boom. You can tell.
Oh, no, she's not wearing no bra.
Not enough black tape can instill those memories. Glory.
Definitely not. No, those use the force to find their way out.
They're going to lose the force of gravity eventually, if not already.
Eventually?
That's what the metal bikini's for. Keep them up.
She'll need a...
And separated.
She'll need a titanium bikini at this point.
Oh, God damn.
A lot of saran wrap and duct tape and...
Bobby pins. Keep it up. Keep it up. Get the girdle in here. Get the Spanx.
That'll be the special effect in this new movie.
Yeah.
All that nonsense.
I just want to Melissa McCarthy to play Jabba the Hutt's sister.
So you wouldn't want it to just be some special effect?
No, Tammy the Hutt. And it would tie into her movie, Tammy.
That movie looks atrocious.
Oh, God. We're, you know it's going to be number one, right?
Oh, no, I know.
It's
going
to be a big
deal. I know.
You know that.
It'll be in like over $100 million.
Oh, yeah.
They'll talk about a sequel. No, yeah, it's a big hit.
It's going to be one of those movies that demands a sequel, but what will happen is some shitty company will buy the rights and they'll do like straight-to-cable variations of the same story.
Like Fat Girl Tammy did a TV show?
No.
Yeah, no, it'll happen. It'll happen. It'll be huge, too.
Huge!
You know, they'll get, what's her name from Mad Men, the,
January Jones?
No, the other girl, the,
Emily Clark?
They kind of the cute one, but not, like, super cute. Who got cuter, the one who was
Elizabeth Moss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll play that character in the TV show.
Well, you know, Mad Men has another season to go, right?
Well, but once they develop it, once they put
so
it in traction.
So I've never watched Mad Men, but... They're taking basically a year break to finish this last season.
I'm talking about Tammy, but I get what you're saying.
Sorry.
I get
who's Tammy?
The movie.
Oh, right.
Sorry. Gosh,
no,
Richard.
Fine.
Way up.
I thought you were talking about Elizabeth Moss because you're talking about...
Well, I was talking about her being in the Tammy TV show.
Oh.
Once they wrap Mad Men, she'll start on that.
Oh.
And she'll do 100 episodes for TBS.
It'll end up being Tammy will be one of those movies that they always talk about doing a sequel, but they never will do it like Bridesmaids. It'll turn into one of those.
Thank God. That didn't need a sequel.
That's because you hate women.
You know I do.
You hate Rose Byrne. You hate the girl from The Office who hasn't worked since Bridesmaids or The Office.
Which one?
The cute one, the redhead.
Wait, Ellie Kemper?
Yes.
I like her.
She's not working, is she?
No.
You don't see her anything.
No.
Once The Office was gone, career over. You could be in an ensemble in a comedy, but that's about as far as you're going to go, baby.
Let's see here. Ellie Kemper. Kemper. Here we go. Seeing this one. All right. Okay. American Dad.
Oh.
She's in Sex Tape. She was in the Mindy Project.
Who?
That show with Mindy Kaling that you
don't
watch?
Right. I don't watch that.
That's about it.
There you go.
She's doing well.
What are you talking about? She's not in anything.
She
married a producer.
Yeah. No. Probably. Married to Michael Cohen.
I think he's an actor.
Who's this guy? You think so? I wouldn't know.
No, I think he's an actor.
How do you know? I'm not saying you're wrong. I just
you're a big Michael Coleman fan,
or
yes, I love everything he does.
Well, it's not loading, so we don't know. But
who cares?
I care because we brought it up as a subject. So
I must know.
I must discover the truth.
The world needs to know.
He's a writer, a producer.
There you go.
Barely produced anything though. He writes a lot though.
Writes for what though?
Never mind. Eagle for You, Nathan for You.
Boom. He's a nobody, big fat nobody.
I'll take his job, though. That's fine. Late Night with Conan O'Brien, he did some stuff.
Well, he'll take his job because he gets to stick a finger in Ellie Kemper.
Maybe. I don't want to deny that. Or
deny,
say yes to that.
Deny it all you want. All
right, so we're done?
Ellie Kemper denier.
Want to go to the bar?
Yeah, let's go to the bar and drink some nonsense.
That was good.
There you go. Bullshitted 25 minutes.
Half an hour.
Nile.
Half an hour.
God.
We nailed it.
That is so unlistenable.
Oh, gosh.